Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
8 o'clock hour on your home of America's team in the best draft coverage in the Metroplex. Not even a question. Day two will get started today with the same crew, including Bobby Belt, Brian Broaddus, Vach Lombardi will join us at 8:40 this morning. What time are you guys going on air today?
I am going on air at 7. They are going on air at 6.
Okay.
So I'll be on there at 7. 6 o'clock is we're not doing an hour lead-in like we did yesterday or like we'll do on day 3. This is just right at draft start time at 6. We jump on the air, but we've got a rotation this year, and so it'll be group of 5 of us right at there at the start, and then we'll kind of circle in throughout the night.
All right, Bob, set us up for today and the rest of the weekend with the Dallas Cowboys selection. How are things looking? Top prospects. How are things looking depth-wise at receiver, at running back, everything else?
Yeah, so the way things are stacking up right now, I mean, the Cowboys are in good shape to be in position to get a player they like at both spots, like without feeling like they have to move, I think. I think in the second and the third round, they feel like in both of those instances, the way the board has broken out so far and the way they've got it stacked and the kind of depth they have, I think they believe that they're going to be able to pick who they want or pick somebody they really like without having to do any movement. It kind of depends on which direction do you want them to go. So one of the reasons why the argument, I think, in favor of offensive line made sense yesterday, if you want to make a compelling case for that, the drop-off from, or not even the drop-off, I can find a starting wide receiver in round one if I get Golden or whoever else. Can find a starting offensive lineman if I get Booker or Josh Simmons or whoever else. I'm not finding a starting offensive lineman in the third round. There's not one this year. Like, not it's got to be a project. It's somebody you are not going to be able to just say, go in there, play. Reasonably, given the depth that's there, running back and receiver this year, you might be able to find somebody who can start all these games for you at running back or receiver in the second or third round. And so, again, if you're just trying to talk about, is Golden better than Booker? Maybe. But Booker and receiver you can get in the second or third round is better than Golden and tackle or guard you can get in the second and third round. Your depth is going to stretch a lot better. You've built a stronger team that way. So I think running back is going to be something that they'll focus on today. They've got a lot of different options. I think, Travion Henderson is still on the board from Ohio State, who we've talked about. They really like both of the Ohio State guys, actually. Quinshon Judkins, the other running back, they really, really like him too. But I think one of the names that is worth monitoring is Bashal Tootin from Virginia Tech, who is a speed freak. That's a guy I think that they really like a lot. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they come out of today with a running back. My guess is it's one of those three. Henderson, Judkins, those two Ohio State kids, or the Virginia Tech running back, Tootin. So if you want to go running back, there's depth here. It stretches a little bit. Receiver, you still have Luther Burden on the board, who for a long time was the popular 12 mock pick.
So when I was driving home last night, I heard Broadus just ask you in the draft show, Luther Burden a pain in the ass, Bobby.
Yeah, he is. Luther Burden, or I guess I shouldn't say pain in the ass. He is frustrating to people because I think they wonder, I think NFL teams have questions about how much are you bought in? How much are you, when they talk about these NIL era players and they wonder how much they're committed to things, how entitled they're walking into the sport, how much they're willing to really say, I love the game and I, you know, this is what I want to put my entire soul into. I think there are questions about Luther Burden with that for NFL teams. I don't know if Dallas is one of them, but I know that teams in general have expressed that as a concern. And last year was not good for him. There was chatter last year, people saying that they thought he was quitting on routes if he knew the ball wasn't going to him. Like he just basically curl off his route and be done.
By the way, get in your questions. If you have, if you want to vent about the pick last night or day two prospects, call right now at 877-881-1053. Bobby will answer all your questions. 877-881-1053. Back to Burden.
I will say, though, most people that I talk to leading up to draft day, because I'll talk to, it won't just be people in Dallas. I'll talk to people that I've met over the course of doing NFL draft stuff in all sorts of different areas.
I know. I drink with all of them in Indy.
And yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, I should tell you right now. I'm going to tell you on the air. That little tip-off you got from Ivan, that was me.
Are you serious?
I was like, here, make Sean think you're an insider.
So my guy had told me, Walter Nolan, Ivan, who used to work here, my boy, he texts me. He goes, hearing that Booker is the backup. And I was like, well, he had told me some other piece of big news last year at this time. And he was right. It had to do with something else. It wasn't a direct sports topic. It was kind of a sports topic. So I was like, oh, okay. He's hanging around. He's a professional engineer with the Cowboys and everyone else. And I texted him after you texted me and you go, Booker's the backup. And I go, you were right. I'm wrong. And he never, you bastard.
When he texted me, I was like,
it came from you.
I was like, just tell him, like, re-emphasize. Just be like, bro, trust me. I got a good one on this one. And then I was like, and then I'll wait 5 minutes and then I'll follow up. So then it'll start seeming like a swarm is getting to Sean. But I forgot to tell you last night that was me and Ivan just messing around. It was me.
I have no problem being wrong. But now I know Ivan, you know, back to being a bad van driver.
It was a good bit. He's down for a good bit. Like when he takes all the photos of me. Yeah. But
I'll get revenge on him.
No, Burden, when I talk to people leading up to draft day, the majority of people I talked to thought Burden would not go in the first round this year. There were a couple who thought, yeah, I think he could go in the back end of the first, whatever. Oh, it only takes one, that kind of thing. But Burden is a guy that has some character questions, not like criminal stuff, but just has some stuff around him about his football character. He's somebody, though, that I think the Cowboys do like as a player. I just don't know what they think about that mental makeup and some of those things. But other receivers to know today, Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, his teammate there in Iowa State, Jalen Knoll, who was one of the guys I heard rave reviews about. When we talk about the culture thing, the Tyler Booker commentary we got is said frequently about Jalen Knoll, the receiver from Iowa State. And he's a really freaky athlete who can, I think, be a really good Z receiver. And then Jack Besh from TCU, the one who his brother, Tiger Besh, the Princeton receiver, was killed on New Year's Eve in New Orleans. And he was, gosh, the things you just hear about how Jack Besh handled everything, this whole process with all of that weighing on him, people just marvel at how strong he is.
So you think we should feel decent about what's going to be there at 12?
Yeah. No, I think they're going to get somebody that in normal drafts, they'd be like, will they fall to us? Because I think they feel like it's just so dense with players that they have around this.
And you think it's kind of even at wide receiver or running back in terms of the quality and depth of the prospect when it gets there?
I think you're more likely to have a higher rated, like the running back at 44 in the second round might be somebody where you're like, this value is really high than at receiver. Receiver, you might have somebody you have graded around there. Whereas running back might be somebody you have graded a little higher than 44. And then in the third, you get a lot of just volume where you can kind of pick and choose and see who falls to you.
Because the scary, glaring thing right now for this football team is number 2 wideout. Jumping out. It's becoming a little bit, it's alarming. It's getting scary.
It's last year's running back. Where when we were going like, are they going to pick one of these? Are they going to get out of draft weekend without? You're getting a little, if they get out of these first 2 days without one, people are going to start panicking.
And we need to look at the rest of the market too for them to reach. Tyler Lockett in Tennessee. Jay in Dallas. You're live here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
What's up?
It's such an honor to hear from y'all today. Now, I just want to say this. We saw what happened last night. And what I want to say is, let's get rid of all the narratives. First, we want to say that we are very thankful to even have an opportunity to be able to play in such a wonderful league. We have worked hard. We have played fast. We have done our thing on and off the field. We have checked everybody. And we are not in any war room right now. So we cannot be angry at any decision that was made.
This is amazing.
Now, in saying that, I'll end with this. We heard what folks have been saying. We keep a receipt. We keep a receipt. And when we come back to it, y'all keep that same energy. Y'all doing a wonderful job. Keep it. And we're going to see y'all today. All right.
Jay, you need to be performing alongside Frank Caliendo.
Is that Jay Farrow?
That was frighteningly good. He's better than Jay Farrow.
I legitimately started wondering. I was like, is Dion just using a fake name to come on here and defend Shador? That was dead on. That was very good.
That was amazing, Jay. Wow. So good. Mike and Denton, you're up next. Mike, you're live on The Fan.
I love the first round pick. I really do. Because I think Brian Schottenheimer wants to run the football.
Yeah.
What about taking a receiver in the second round and hoping Ollie Gordon falls to you in the third round?
I think Ollie Gordon's the running back from Oklahoma State. I think Ollie Gordon, I really like him. He's a three-down running back. That's a legit like starter potential, starter upside. I think Ollie Gordon will potentially get to the fifth round. Because Whoa. it's so dense with, there's so many running backs from the second round on. And Ollie Gordon, I think, has some questions. He had a DUI last year. I think some people are just wondering about some of the character questions, but Ollie Gordon, I think, is a good player. I think third might be a little early for them, but I don't dislike him as a third round player.
Aaron and Sherman, you're next up here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What's up?
I actually love the first round pick. It's going to be 2016 all over again, but with a veteran deck instead of a rookie deck.
Mm.
But would y'all go, I know y'all have been saying receiver, running back. Would cornerback be in the discussion to take two or three?
You know, their cornerback stretches today. So, yeah, there's some depth there. Wanya Thomas's brother is in this draft. He's a really good corner out of Florida State. You've got Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame, Trey Amos from Ole Miss, who they've been connected to at different points. I think Brian is just praying Siobhan Revel from East Carolina continues to slide down to 44. Revel would be a blue star special. He is a guy who played at East Carolina, is like a 6'2", 200-pound, 4'4", just freak kind of at the cornerback position. Tore his ACL last year, barely played. And so there's a little bit of a flag on him where he's sliding a little bit. But if he would have been healthy, a lot of people thought Siobhan Revel would have gone top 15 in this draft. And so the fact that he's not and he continues to slide, I think Brian's got him circled as like, if he's there at 44, that's who I want. I don't care who else is on the board. I want Revel.
Carlos in Dallas, you're next up here on the Home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Many blessings to y'all. Keep doing great, great draft coverage.
Thanks.
So just to my point, man, we got to look at the Cowboys, how they think. And I think them choosing Tyler Booker is they got to see their division. You know, you hate to see the pick. You know, you can't get a weapon, but you got to match up against, you know, the Eagles, the D-line of the Giants, the Commanders. And I think they did a great job at that, matching up front. And you still got wide receivers like Higgins, Williams, Horton, Armstrong in the later rounds. And that's all I got.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. I mean, look, the receiver class really does stretch well. I think they're going to feel really comfortable that they're going to be able to get best player they want and be really happy with anybody they get in these two rounds today.
Michael, waking up early in California, listening on the Odyssey app.
California.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I just want to say shout out to you all, man. You guys do such a great job with all this draft coverage. But I'm really excited about the pick. Of course, you know, I'm right here in Southern California, and I'm a diehard Cowboys. But for years, I've seen the Barney Ball effect over there down in whenever the San Diego Chargers. And I think that's what Schottenheimer's trying to establish, you know, yeah, just like his pops. He's trying to get a run game going. And I know a run game can go a long way for you. You know, I seen the Carolina Panthers turn it around when they signed Davis from Washington, and Jake Delhomme took him to a Super Bowl, you know. So with that being said, I just hope we can get Travion Henderson in the second round.
But also, I would love to see them double dip just because we need the young depth at running back. And, Bobby, I just want to know what you think about Woody Marks in USC, if we can get him in the later rounds. If you could tell me a little bit about him. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
You too, Mike.
Man, I would have a really hard time going that direction. Like, I mean, with all the needs that they have right now and the fact that running back's pretty deep and they don't have the fourth round pick, I would have a really, really hard time saying, yeah, I'm okay with going ahead and saying, let's go ahead and double dip at running back, no matter how late in the process that it is. Woody Marks is a guy who generally, I think, by the league is considered like a sixth round pick. He's fine. You've already signed Javonte Williams, though. You got Miles Sanders. They still have Deuce Vaughn. They're going to draft somebody else. I think that's going to be their depth. I don't think they're going to want to look past that.
Give me your ideal selection for today.
At running back period?
No, period. A name that we can celebrate if it happens.
Man,
you want to think about it for a second?
No, it really is so deep, and there's so many options.
Think about it, and we'll answer a few more calls. What else stunned Bobby about round one? And Shannon Sharp says goodbye. All of that, along with Vach Lombardi, live at 8:40, and below the belt, the draft coverage continues right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
Oh, the meatballs were celebrating on my college group text, and I don't have the heart to tell them this morning that Bobby Belt thinks it was a bad selection. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ. Choppy will be back on Monday. Bobby Belt, our Cowboys and Draft Insider, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back. Vach Lombardi will join us at 8:40 live on the Fam Cam to love on Tyler Booker and preview day two and the rest of the weekend.
Do you think at all Houston was like, ooh, maybe we should have picked up the phone and called Atlanta? That the very next pick, the Rams trade their first and their third rounder to Atlanta for their second, seventh, and then next year's first.
We'll get into the other things that stunned you about last night. But first, we need to answer the question. Your ideal pick for the Cowboys today at 12. Your ideal realistic pick.
In the second round, I really love Jalen Knoll, the receiver from Iowa State. And so I think, again, if you're going to talk about building the culture and getting somebody who can stretch the field and I think is going to...
Here's a text that I got just while you think of how to phrase that, because I think it goes along with what you started with. Mm-hmm. One thing that keeps getting brought up is Shoddy is done with rolling the dice on picks. He wants character and football IQ, not projects.
And that's Knoll. That's Jalen Knoll. Jalen Knoll is going to be high character guy. He is an hour early to the workout guy. He is, I'm first up. Let's raise the level at practice. Hardcore study. And he's a really good athlete. He's not totally polished as a receiver yet, but I think he's got massive upside. A lot of the guys have him in the third round. I have him in the second. And so I'd really love him in the second round. And then with the third round pick.
What about Higgins?
So Higgins is really good. I just think
he's the wide receiver from
Iowa State. He's the guy that most people have. He's the teammate of Jalen Knoll. He's considered the better receiver by most people. And I think he's really good. I have him flipped. So most people have Higgins in the second, Knoll in the third. I have Knoll in the second, Higgins in the third.
And he's, Higgins is high character?
I mean, I haven't heard anything bad about him. Basically, I mean, I'm not saying he's high or low. I just haven't heard anything. Knoll, that's something that people like feel they have to bring up when they talk about him. People, I talked to a scout outside of Dallas who had told me, he said, that is my favorite player of the entire draft cycle is Jalen Knoll.
Wow.
Just from dealing with him and seeing who he is every week and the type of player he can be. And then the third round pick, I'd probably do the dumb thing and I'd roll the dice and hope the running back stretched to the fifth round. Because I think the difference maker in the third round would be Jacob Parrish, the cornerback from Kansas State. Like, that's Jordan Lewis. I think that you've replaced Jordan Lewis again. You get like a really aggressive competitor. The measurables are similar. I think the IQ is similar. The toughness, everything. That to me is, he's the same player. You get the Jordan Lewis starter kit again. So if you walk out of here with Booker, Knoll, and Parrish in the first three rounds, I'm pretty excited.
Look, if you end up with Rico at running back again or that season, I'm fine with it. I know we want to leave with something new and flashy. Brand new tires. That's all I think about at running back. I just want fresh tires,
mm-hmm.
fresh tread. And I want that too. Someone with absolute burst. But if you gamble and you wait to the fifth and you fail and you lose that gamble, I'm okay with a Rico type performance or player for the season.
Yeah, and look,
And that's what Jerry said in the pre-draft presser.
They,
I want something more, but I'll take it.
They're in the same position that they were in last year, which is you're looking at a running back. It's a deep class that really picks up around the third round, and you don't have a fourth, and you're guessing it's going to stretch to the fifth. And last year, it didn't. They went a run, and it was like five running backs and six picks, and all of a sudden, you're screwed. And it got to your pick in the fifth round. It's like, well, that went faster than I thought it would. So you'd be gambling a little bit. But I think this will stretch. I think you could get, as the one caller had asked about, I think Ollie Gordon could be there in the fifth round. And I think that's a third round type of player and a complete back who could start for you.
DJ and Rockwall, you're up next here on Sean and Bobby. Go ahead, DJ.
Hey, yeah, I hope you guys are doing good this morning. I'm happy with the Tyler Booker pick. And I believe we still need a running back, receiver, and corner. So without a fourth round, can we trade any fifths to move up to maybe grab an extra player? Thank you.
So they have...
What happened to these Jerry trades, as Atolo just asked? Here it is. TC, where are these substantial Jerry deals?
I think they're figuring out how did the board... Because clearly they didn't know. If McMillan's not there, we could take God knows who if we move back. So I think they're trying to establish what did we cover our bases with. So which one of these are we going to potentially? I think they've been calling around on corners. I think they've been calling around potentially or seeing what's out there on the market with receivers and running back. Basically, the three things we're talking about here: corners, receivers, running backs. I think they're looking at what are we going to fill in the draft and what might be available after we've solidified some of that.
I'll give you a wild thought, not a prediction, a thought. Let's get your wide receiver at 12. Let's get your corner.
12 today.
12 today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get your corner in the third.
Okay.
Let's roll the dice and wait for the running back.
Okay.
And then if the running back is not there, I would not completely, totally extinguish or bury the Breece Hall talk. I'll just put that out there. I don't know what Breece would get. The Jets say they haven't taken calls on him, but there is talk about Breece Hall. I would not completely rule that out as the Cowboys. And depending on the compensation, I mean, he's been a hell of a player.
Yeah. I mean, look, he had the knee injury in 22, and that cut his season short. Came back in 23. He's been really solid, though. I mean, for his career, but since he's had the injury, so his first year before he got hurt, he was 5.8 yards per carry. Then he comes back, he was 4.5. Last year, he was 4.2. So kind of like drops down a little bit. But that was somebody who, yeah, if you want to talk about a receiving back, which Schottenheimer loves, that's a receiver. He had 76 receptions in 23, 57 last year. He can be really explosive. I've not watched a ton of him since he injured his knee. So I don't know. It's just like, all right, has he lost any of the explosiveness? If it's still the same player I saw at Iowa State, I loved the player at Iowa State. That was a first-round player for me.
He's
I loved
23.
Him.
The problem there also is I think he's got one more year, and then he's a free agent. So what would the Jets take? What? All right, I'm the king of compensation, but I'm going to make you the king of compensation here. What do you think? You think we're talking fourth and later for sure?
Man,
it's not going to, like, fifth feels like you're stealing a little too cheap.
Let me see it. So I'm going to pull up. I'm just curious if you look at over the course of the last few years, what running backs have typically gone for. And obviously it varies depending on the type of value they have. Breece Hall's still very young, like you said, but he's also got an injury history. So
damn,
when you
had 1 year, he had one game of 100 yards last year, and he had, my God, his second highest total on the year was 80 yards, and everything else was under that?
It was all about Aaron, man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm surprised by that.
So Philly, when they got DeAndre Swift from Detroit, which feels like out of the running back trades I'm looking at here, feels the most similar. They got DeAndre Swift and a seventh in exchange for a seventh, basically just trading spots, and then a fourth. So it's essentially like a fourth or fifth probably is Breece Hall. So I would say, yeah, I mean, one of your fifths, maybe that gets it done, or a fourth next year.
Jeffrey in Philly, where they were celebrating Howie again late last night after the linebacker from Bama. Jeffrey, you're live on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the morning show. I just want to tell you guys about the pick. Love the pick. I just want Cowboys fans to realize and remember that history repeats itself. Last time the Cowboys drafted three offensive linemen in 4 years, DeMarco Murray led the league in rushing. Darren McFadden in 2015 had 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, and I think he only started 10 games that year because Joe Randall got cut for stealing cologne and panties and something like that at Dillard's. And then, of course, we know what happened with Zeke. He would have led the league in rushing 3 straight years if Roger Goodell didn't have it out for Jerry. So, like I said, love the pick. And I want to get you guys' thoughts on trading for possibly Pickens. If Schottenheimer is all about culture, why in the world would Jerry trade for a diva who's known for crashing out on the sidelines or drafting Luther Burden with character issues? I'd stay away from that. I get high character guys like Jack Besh or Jalen Noel, like Bobby was saying. Like I said, love the show.
Great call.
Darren Woodson, Hall of Fame 2026. Go Cowboys.
Great call, Jeff.
Yeah,
move out of that city. You don't deserve it.
It's a great call. Here's
they don't deserve it.
I agree with you. I don't understand why. I don't believe the George Pickens stuff because that is completely counter. So here's a story, and we've referenced it before. I don't think I've told all the details specific of who it was. A.D. Mitchell, Adonai Mitchell, when he was coming out of Texas, he ended up getting drafted by the Colts. There was a story that was making its way around the combine last year that when A.D. Mitchell walked into his meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, that the first thing out of his mouth in the first 30 seconds was, "Oh, y'all got my guy, George Pickens. I taught him everything I know," or "everything he knows," blah, blah, blah. And they silently looked at each other and thought to themselves, off the board. If he taught George everything he knows, off the board. So that should tell you where it is. I will say on the Booker point, because he was talking about being excited about him, this has not been brought up one time, I don't think. Tyler Booker is younger right now than Tyler Smith was when they picked him. He just turned 20 12 days ago, or he turned 21 12 days ago.
Wow.
So, I mean, he is super young, super fresh. This is a guy, and one of the things he gets a lot of credit for, even though he's not a super athlete and he's a bigger guy, he gets a ton of credit from people at Alabama talking about his conditioning and the way he stays on top of his diet and the workout room. This is a guy who, like, Nico Harrison would trade 5 first-round picks for him. But he checks all these boxes. This is clearly important to them.
Big Jim in Round Rock, you are up next on the home of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jim. What you got?
Well, fellas, it's good to talk to you. I will have to say I was very impressed with Luther Burden when, you know, I watched him play, but I don't know that we need to get him. Happy with Booker. I think he's pretty good. And, Bobby, I just want to say we need to hear a few more raps out of you. I think you did a good job, son. And, Sean, you probably ought to get in on it. Chop is not very good, you know that, but... I think it's good. But, no, I'd be happy to see. I got one question for you, Bobby. I was looking at that rootin' tootin' fella out of Virginia Tech.
Uh-huh.
He's fast. Yeah. We all saw him at the combine. He seems to run into the backs of his fellas when he's going down. It doesn't seem to have that good vision. I just wonder what you think about that. And I'll stay tuned in, and y'all have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Big Jim.
This is where my mom texts me, and she's like, you have the best callers. Why don't you take more calls because of this morning?
Hey, Round Rock guys got to stick together. That's my birthplace right there. I was born in Round Rock.
Oh.
Yeah,
a lot of people there have that accent?
No, not quite. but I will – look, Tootin, I'm not as high on him as I think the Cowboys are. Like, I think the Cowboys think really highly of him. That's a guy who if they didn't take a running back in the second round and they get to their pick in the third round – like, if he's on the board, I don't know how much they think about it. I think they go, him, take him. Like, they really, really like him. I saw some of the same stuff you did. The vision's not always there. I think sometimes he's a little over-eager. There's not a lot of patience. He doesn't let his blocks develop in front of him. But he does have a really great skill set. And if you're opening wide holes, that's going to be really big.
If you love the Cowboys pick last night, you're going to love what's next. If you don't like it, let's see if Vach Lombardi can convince you. And who is his dream scenario for today and the rest of the Cowboys weekend? Fan and Cowboys draft analyst Vach Lombardi, live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube after this.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family.
But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With the 12th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama.
And the dissatisfaction of Cowboy fans followed from many in the Metroplex. Not from me, not from Bobby. And Bobby says, especially not from this guy. Part of the Dallas Cowboys and fan draft coverage is joining us now on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, Vach Lombardi, here on DFW Sports Station. What time did you get up this morning?
I don't even think I went to sleep. I probably dozed off for like maybe like an hour or two, but I'm a YouTuber, so you know, there was a lot of money to make last night. You know what I mean? High grease. Yeah. High grease, man. Drop the fish, you know what I mean? So I put, you know, like another video out. I did a live stream. That was about 2 hours. We're going to get this money, you hear me?
Why do you like the pick of Tyler Booker so much?
First and foremost, Cowboy fans hate everything, and that's all right. It is what it is. But, you know, let me just be clear here. Like, you know, I'm not like team O-line. I didn't walk into this thing going, hey, we shouldn't draft wide receiver. I think that's a bit odd, you know, that we're broken down into groups like this. But this is the Cowboys, and this is how they run the organization. There's no way we're going to have a full team ready to go and then go in the draft and, you know, pick somebody, right? But you just got to look at the player. And Tyler Booker, who's number 8 on my board. Now, my board ain't got to be your board. It's just my own board. What I see in this guy, he's a mauler. He's an ass whooper. I don't even know if I can say that on the radio this early. He's an ass whooper. He moves bodies. And what's exciting about that is if you're a Cowboys fan, right, let's just make this personal. If you're a Cowboys fan, you've been here for a lot of Connors that don't move people. You've been here, you know, you've had this center that didn't necessarily move bodies. We used to call those hat-on-hat guys, right? You would just get in front of somebody and just, hey, I have stalemated the line of scrimmage right here. You didn't move anybody. And then everything else just kind of happens around you. But when you watch Tyler Smith, or you watch BB, you get really excited when they move people. Later in the season, BB and Tyler really, you know, they got a good feel for that combo, for that movement, for that double team, right? So now we're in this world to where you have another dude like Tyler Smith. He's not the athlete like Tyler Smith, and we'll talk about Tyler Booker's movement or whatnot, but you have this powerful figure that you could put next to your powerful center, that you could put next to your other powerful ass guard, and you get to move people. We live in this world where you got to run into Dexter Lawrence. And if Dexter Lawrence over on Tyler Smith, we feel good about that matchup. If Jalen Carter's on Tyler Smith, we feel really good. Any of the Washington kids, we feel good. The second they move to right guard, we go, damn, what's about to happen next? Now you live in this world where you're powerful over there too. And I don't know if anybody's talking about this. I mean, it's early, you know, we just, you know, reacting right now. But on the audio last night, they were talking to Coach Adams, and Coach Adams like, hey, let's move the line of scrimmage. And Book said, hell yeah, duo and all that S word, right? So if you're a Cowboy fan that's worrying about lateral movement, he's not going to be a good pin and pull guy, da da da, whatever, whatever. Well, if you're duoing, your job is to whoop feet. And Tyler Booker is possibly the best offensive lineman that you could have picked to just insert at right guard today and whoop feet. And he's a really good pass blocker. He's a really good gap exchange guy. He's a really good combo guy. He's a really good help guy. Like if you're a center and you're getting whooped and Tyler Booker doesn't have anybody to block, he'll come in and just whoop the dude that's whooping you. And I don't see BB getting whooped like that. It's just all positives here. And we live in this world. This is my last thing. We just live in this world where, you know, Dak is a quarterback that, it, you know, he can be great with Cam Fleming and Chuma Adoga at tackle, right? But when it gets nonsensical and B-gap, that's where things get a little weird for Dak. He has to spin all around and run all over the place. Dak isn't an athlete that he once was, so he might have to sit his ass down in the pocket and not have to move. This is a Romo-type move, right? And those highlights where we see, you know, Romo just sitting in the pocket for like 10 seconds because the B gaps are clean and the A gaps are clean, that's what you're about to get with Dak. And Dak is an old man now. And whoever we draft at running back today or tomorrow or don't, they'll also benefit from the Mall of America that we have at left guard, right guard, and center.
Vats Lombardi joining us here on 105 The Fan. Okay, Vats, you mentioned the power and like he's a people mover. And then that's the thing that's really great about Tyler Booker. But I also think whatever people think of the people mover, they just think of like, all right, brute strength. Like he's just going to go in there and like, oh, move people. This is like a very high IQ mental processor. Like when you watch him and some of the stuff he does on handling stunts, the way he's able to ID blitzers, the way he's able to react quickly and get to where he needs to. And then not just that, but going against Georgia and the way Kirby Smart likes to do those late shifts with the defensive line that can confuse people, confuse the hell out of Texas. He has always been steady and kept the guys around him steady. And to me, like the big thing here is not just the power, it's just how smart he is.
He sees it early. And, you know, if you're worried about his feet, in which, you know, I'm making this video right now to debunk all the bad feet. He doesn't have the best feet in the world, but he's not a sloppy footed guy or anything like that. But with his, you know, with the, you know, gap exchange and things like that, and, you know, movement, he sees it early. So he's not just passing guys along. He's tossing people into another player, and then he'll get whoever's looping back in. High IQ player, very smart player. Like, you know, to your point, he's not a brutish dummy movie guy. Like he's a smart guy. He's, you know, he doesn't get mixed up on the easy stuff, but he does have that ass whoop in him. So, you know, you're not losing very much with that.
Vats Lombardi joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. So was McMillan your first preference? And then once that happened, I imagine with him being number 8 on your board, it was easily Booker for you. What were you thinking about other possibilities that could happen last night?
Sean, let me tell you something, man. I'm not a complicated Cowboy guy. As long as me and Dallas like the player kind of equally, we'll be good to go. So as long as it wasn't like a Michael Williams type situation, you know, Stewart, Will Johnson. Will Johnson's on the board right now still. So as long as it wasn't a guy like that, I wasn't going to be complaining. I'm a big Josh Simmons guy. But even though Simmons was higher on my board or whatever, but you know, Simmons is a tackle. So that'll require like some movement amongst, you know, Tyler or there's 3 Tylers we got to deal with this thing. So it's Big Tyler Guyton, and we'll just call him Booker now. So Guyton would have to move or something. Terrence would have to move. I think with just drafting, you know, Booker, you don't have to move very much. Like, hey, Zach is gone. You just put Booker right at right guard and just cool. But you know, when Tet leaves, and I'm calling him Tet. He doesn't like to be called Tet. I think that's a character flaw. And he was like, oh, well, I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why y'all would call me Tet. Boy, because your name Tet Aroa. That's why we call him Tet. But Matthew Golden would have been a name that I would have loved there. But I don't, you know, I think the Cowboys have a plan for what to do at wide receiver. I don't think we're just going to roll Mingo and Turpin out there. I don't know if that's going to be a trade after the draft. But Luther Burden just kind of sitting around. I would love to have him. Jack Besh is kind of sitting around on the board. We're just talking about wide receivers there. But, you know, if Booker wasn't the pick, or if Simmons wasn't the pick, or if Golden wasn't the pick, I may have been a little upset, but we got Booker, so I'm cool.
Knowing the depth that running back seems to have and really stretches, like you pick up in the 3rd round, 4th round, like you start getting a lot of names kind of filling out that area. If the Cowboys were to say, we're going to prioritize it enough to take it today in the 2nd round, that's our top pick in the 2nd round, we went with a guard in the 1st round, does that tell you enough you think about like, all right, this is going to become more of a run-oriented football team under Brian Schottenheimer?
I'll believe it when I see it, because Cowboys coach has been lying and saying they've been wanting to run the ball for decades. But something else that I've been thinking about, though, is we have Booker now, and we've just gotten more information, move the line of scrimmage, duo, and all that. Like, does that kind of tell us what kind of running back that they're possibly looking for? For example, Sampson, right? Like Sampson is more of a outside zone. He's a slashy dude, speedy guy. Or are they looking for somebody that's going to thump the hell out of you? Are we looking at, you know, Johnson from Iowa? Are we looking at Harvey? Henderson's there. I don't think Henderson's going to be there at 44. Quinshon Judkins is a guy that they like, and I think Judkins will fit duo everybody perfectly. Like he'll fit that thumpy type of run style. Conventional wisdom would say you can wait around for the running back and be cool. If the Cowboys would have re-signed Rico, I would feel a little better about maybe taking a sixth round guy and pairing him with Rico. Or if you promise me that they can make a trade for a running back, whether that be Breece Hall or Trevor Etienne or something like that, then I'll feel good about maybe taking a day three running back. But if you can't promise me a good back, then I would like a dude right now so that we don't have to worry about running back too much. If we're really serious about running the football and taking things off of Dak's shoulders, and maybe he throws the ball 25 times a game as opposed to 50, especially with losing, I would like for it to be Caleb Johnson, Henderson, Harvey, Judkins. That's my short list of dudes that I feel like can bell cow this thing and take most of the carries away. And that could be round two. That could be round three. But what could happen is teams will look at running back and go, all right, we don't have to take a player now because it's a gazillion running back. So maybe running back will fall to you in the third round.
Vach Lombardi joining us from the draft show here on 105.3 The Fan. What else jumped out to you last night from around the rest of the league and the division?
So just the Bears real fast, right? Like, hey man, what y'all doing, man? What's going on? And Colson Loveland probably shouldn't be going that high, but somebody got to do it. I wouldn't have done it. If you're a Colts fan and you've been mocked to Colson Loveland your whole life, I've seen Colts fans hate it to be mocked to Colson Loveland. They want tight end, but they hate Colson Loveland. And to think that you get the better tight end after being mocked Colson Loveland this whole time, I think that reach was crazy. As far as the Eagles go, I mean, they get Campbell. Campbell was a guy that probably would have went in the top 15 or 16 or something, but I think he had a shoulder, like a shoulder or something like that. So he fell down the process. The Eagles get a linebacker. Whether you love it or not, I mean, the Eagles get a little better at linebacker. I hate when the Eagles get a little better, but that's how they get down. As far as the rest of the division, I think the Jackson Dart pick was some nonsense. I think giving up picks to go get him, I think you could have just hung around and found a quarterback. You could have took Sanders. I don't say Milroe or nothing like that, but you could have figured it out as opposed to giving up capital to get Dart. But as far as Carter goes, Abdul Carter's a dude, and you pair him with Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence, it could be a bad time for you. But if your quarterback trash, it don't matter, right? So as far as the division goes, I don't think anybody changed anything overnight or anything like that. But I think if anything, the Cowboys' identity is what changes the most. So if all these other teams are going to be D-line heavy, one tech and three tech heavy, we got guards that can fight.
All right, Vach, just before we go to break here and we wrap with you, your projection, who do you think it is at 44?
Man, somebody that we haven't been talking about at all, that we might, that's what the Cowboys do. You know, we'll get a pick that we love, and then Schoonmaker just pop up and just, you know. But if it's up to me, just a sleeper name, just a guy that I'm a big fan of, Carson Schwessinger, the linebacker from UCLA. Yes. He got Sean Lee written all over him. And I know he's not a corner or a running back or a wide receiver, but if you can, you know, give me a guard that brings back the old Cowboy vibes and give me a linebacker that gives me Sean Lee vibes, we can go party. And then I would love for us to look at wide receiver at some point, but I don't want us to push wide receiver to where the guy that we pick isn't better than what we got at home already. If it's a player that's not going to come in right now and do something, then I would rather them take that pick and trade for somebody that can play.
Thank you, Vach. Great stuff. We'll hear you again today and throughout the weekend. Appreciate you joining us.
No sleep, no sleep, no sleep. Vach Lombardi on all platforms. Salute y'all. Peace.
Vach Lombardi here on the D&M Leasing Hotline, the Fan Cam, the Twitch, and the YouTube as well. I think you're going to fall in love once you hear the Dallas Cowboys new player. We have all the secret audio before anyone else. Maybe get ready to run through a wall with your coffee after hearing from Tyler Booker next on The Fan.